WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Karen Lewis, the leader credited with reviving the Chicago Teachers Union and setting off a wave of activism across the nation, has died. Lewis had brain cancer. She was 67 years old. Her death comes as the union is again engulfed in a fight with the school district, this time over reopening schools safely during the pandemic. WBEZ Sarah Karp has this remembrance.
Brothers and sisters, may I ask you please to be seated? Oh, I love you too.
It was May 2012. Karen Lewis took the podium. In front of her, a sea of teachers in red filling every corner of the cavernous auditorium theater. Thousands were inside, and thousands more were outside.
We are gathered here today to show the world that we are united. We are gathered here to show the world that this is what unity looks like.
It was unlike anything Chicago or even the nation had seen in decades, maybe ever. Before Karen Lewis, the Chicago Teachers Union had been quiet. But then she ignited the passion of not just teachers, but people across the city and the nation. Those close to her say she most wanted to be remembered for what she stood for and for the nationwide movement she inspired against charter schools and privatization in schools and for the idea that public education deserves respect. Lewis laid out her positions in that speech at the Auditorium Theater.
This is a tale of two systems, brothers and sisters. One that emboldens the rich and powerful as they seek to crush the dreams and desires of everyday people who just want to be able to send their children to school in their own neighborhoods.
Lewis was deeply proud that she attended Chicago Public Schools and was a daughter and wife of teachers. She herself was a high school chemistry teacher for 22 years before being elected president of the Chicago Teachers Union in 2010. As president, one incident early on showed Chicago who Karen Lewis was. This is her recounting how then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacted when she called his push for a longer school day a babysitting initiative.
Well, who tell me say that? He jumped out of his chair and said, F you, Lewis. And I jumped out of my chair and said, who the F do you think you're talking to?
That is a story dear to the heart of every CTU teacher.
Nora Flanagan taught with Lewis at Lane High School in the early 2000s.
Karen made it clear that this was going to be a fight, and we all were like, okay, let's do this. And like, you know, took off our earrings and had someone hold our shoes and got ready for a big fight with a new, very powerful mayor.
Flanagan says she was not surprised that it was Lewis in this position. She said Lewis was willing to challenge authority back then, too. At the time, she said, Lane still had the vibe of the all-boys school it once was and had a former gym teacher as a principal. Flanagan says most teachers felt lucky to be there and mostly kept their mouths shut at staff meetings. But
this new chemistry teacher, Karen Jennings at the time, would raise her hand from the back or sometimes not raise her hand and ask hard questions or point out a flaw in our approach or just otherwise object to the plan.
Flanagan says she's sure some did not appreciate Lewis, but she says many really liked her. Because here's the thing that people say over and over again about Lewis. She was warm. And though her humor could be biting, she was also super funny. She even spent some time as an amateur stand-up comic. Jackson Potter says her humor made it possible for her to bridge divides. Potter, with Lewis and other young upstarts, founded the caucus that took over the CTU in 2010. He was also a dear friend of Lewis's.
She always had people rolling in like our house meetings. There would always be a zinger. I think people would come just for that half the time. It also was a lifeline because people really could relate to her. She was human. She was hysterical.
Her warmth, wit, and intelligence are why even some of the people she once called villains waxed poetic about her when she retired. When she led Chicago teachers out on the first strike in 25 years, Mayor Rahm Emanuel seethed with anger. But when she left office, he sent her matzo ball soup and talked glowingly about her passion. James Franzik spent long, difficult hours with Lewis as a school district's chief negotiator, both in 2012 and in 2016.
My first impression was, wow, this woman is sort of off the rails. Didn't hesitate to use rhetoric that we weren't used to at the time.
Despite himself, he wound up liking Lewis. Like so many others, he talks about how engaging she was, how well-read she was, and how many languages she knew. At least three.
Karen is a force of nature. She envelops you with her charisma. She takes people that are natural adversaries and she charms them.
Current CTU president Jesse Sharkey says it's too easy to make Lewis seem agreeable and benign. Sharkey points out that Lewis was planning on running against Emanuel before she was diagnosed with brain cancer.
This is the person who, all around Emanuel, the murder mayor, was willing to sort of take on the powerful and the establishment. She's been a voice for black workers. She's been a voice for the underdog.
Sharkey and current Vice President Stacey Davis Gates said Lewis taught them to have courage as they led the Chicago teachers' strike of 2019.
Go, get it! Go, get it!
Gates often pointed out during the strike that it was Lewis who laid the groundwork for much of what the union was fighting for. More nurses, social workers, and lower class sizes. Gates says one of the greatest things that Lewis did was build up others so they could take the baton.
You see all of the threads and the fruits of her labor manifesting in the way where now you don't have just the one. You have a mightier, you have a more stable, you have a chorus of voices basically shaking their hand and demanding the justice that she embodied as the leader of this union.
Not just in Chicago, but across the nation, Lewis's activism helped kick off the Red for Ed movement, giving teachers the might to demand respect and win it. And even though Lewis was ailing, she followed the last contract talks closely. Potter says Lewis demanded he bring her the agreement and went through it line by line. Lewis saw the contract as a big investment in public education and a victory for the fight she began so many years ago when she took over the Chicago Teachers Union. Potter says she was immensely proud and saw it as part of her legacy. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.